Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as we return from that break and gear up for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation now, we appreciate all of you being tuned in on this October 18th broadcast. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by GoColette.com/United States.
America is turning 250, so let's go, everyone. Whether your interests include the mountains, music cities, the monuments, or main streets, America is not something to just remember. It is something to get out there and go experience.
Oh, it absolutely is. You know, and our friends at Colette, they've been guiding travelers across America now for over a century. They offer tours and varieties to suit every type of traveler. We want you to go celebrate the landscapes, the locals, the legends that make our nation great, and travel unforgettable. Visit GoColette.com/United States for more info and show specials, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, there's a good chance if you're making domestic flight plans, American, Delta, United, maybe even Southwest are airlines you typically fly, but there are other options out there eager to earn your travel dollars. You've heard us praise Breeze Airways and the growth they're experiencing. Another airline we've been closely following for a while now is Allegiant. Drew Wells is their chief commercial officer, and we're going to connect with him right now on that show hotline.
Well, indeed we are, Mary. Drew, nice to have you aboard with us for this Chief Travel Leader conversation. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you so much for having me. Looking forward to it.
Well, thank you for giving us some of your time today. You know, Mary's correct when she says we've been following the growth and evolution of Allegiant with interest. There are some airlines out there we're certainly not fans of and can't recommend flying. Allegiant is not one of them. In fact, we do encourage our show fans nationwide to take flight with you. The company dates back to 1997, so in a few years, you'll be celebrating 30 years in business. But today's Allegiant is clearly not, you know, how operations began. You've been with the company now coming up on 15 years. You recently took on the CCO role. You know, you're helping to lead the growth. I want you to give folks tuned in right now across the country your insider perspective of Allegiant Air's operations today and maybe some things that have you excited for the company as it grows forward.
Sure. I mean, one of the things that really excites me about Allegiant is that we're built so that the one passenger who couldn't fly can. We're there to make accessible, convenient travel for customers all across the country. We have over 120 cities that we represent, which is an extremely broad footprint, especially through the airline industry. You know, we very much focus on a leisure traveler that's predominantly going on weekend trips with some element of week to week, and our schedule reflects that. We kind of bucked the trend of, you know, every flight needs to run every day, and in fact, most of ours run two to three times a week. Again, centering around when a leisure traveler wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
We're very hyper-focused now on running a good operation, and I think we've made some incredible strides that way, even coming in the top three in a Wall Street Journal rating of best airline operations. We are constantly looking for new routes that are either unserved completely, again, providing that access, or underserved routes where people are largely priced out of being able to go on that dream vacation.
That's a good model.
We're all domestic today, but as we think about going forward, I would look forward to, you know, international destinations and really starting to broaden our footprint into something that's truly remarkable to exotic destinations.
Yeah, you know, you said buck the trend. I love when companies buck the trend and take a chance, because quite often it works, and it's clearly working for Allegiant. So, Drew, Allegiant Air flies a mix of Airbus 319s and 320s, as well as Boeing 737s, with a focus primarily on small and medium-sized cities. You did mention 120-plus. You certainly do blanket the country. You're a low-cost carrier. I believe you only sell tickets directly through your company website. Share with us how the fleet mix and business model is working for Allegiant.
Well, I think the fleet mix is truly remarkable. We often hear in the industry, does it make more sense to be single fleet type and harvest some of the cost efficiencies that way? Or does it make sense to have multiple fleet types that you can kind of scatter through the country in a way that makes sense based on different seating layouts and different performances, as well as, you know, having some element of hopeful leverage with just the two manufacturing companies there? You know, the Airbus came into our fleet just more than 10 years ago, and has been incredible for us. We stepped forward a whole generation of aircraft when we brought those on, and we're doing that once more with the Boeing MAX aircraft. Both the 320s and the MAXs have our Allegiant Extra product on board. It's a kind of Allegiant premium extra legroom seat at the front that has been just truly remarkable in terms of adoption from our customer base. But having both sets of fleet really help us, you know, be resilient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, airline supply chain is always a bit precarious. So having some flexibility there helps us be, you know, truly resilient in the operation.
No,
when it comes to selling our tickets, you know, being direct I think is great. It allows us to maintain the right message with our customers at the right time. We're not necessarily subject to folks that are wanting to scrape and sell unauthorized. It's not something that we love, but our customers, I think, enjoy coming to Allegiant.com, enjoying that conversation engagement that they can have directly with us, be it mm-hmm. through our socials or through our email program. But it really helps, as we want folks to be involved in our loyalty program, involved in our co-brand program, and take that engagement level to truly another level.
And build a relationship, exactly.
Yeah, you're talking as well about the 737 MAX, and then I just saw a note this week that they just built their 2,000th 737 MAX jet, Boeing did, and I think it was the 12,250th 737 jet overall since it went into service in the late 60s. I wasn't even born then. But anyway, to come back to Allegiant, Allegiant's been enjoying a good run lately with strong second quarter earnings. The company beat original forecast, delivering nearly a 10% operating margin. You've also just broke ground on a new training center there in your hometown of Las Vegas. So talk about how this investment that you're making, Drew, is going to positively impact the airline once it's up and running.
Yeah, I mean, the very first thing that we think of when it comes to operating is ensuring that we have the best crew members in the world. They're our front line with our customers. They're ensuring that we can put forward the best possible experience for them. It truly goes beyond the low fare, the convenient access to the airports, but, driving a little bit of sunshine on every flight is something our crew members do incredibly well. So as we invest in a new training center here, that should only push things forward, just in our ability to ensure that we're staying at the tip of the spear when it comes to the newest training, the newest regulation, and, the newest customer experience that we can generate for our customers. That really means it all in the end.
Something else I think it's worth talking about while we have you is an award that you recently won. The second consecutive year Allegiant has won this award. The folks at Skytrax, the International Air Transport Rating Organization, bestowed the 2025 Best Low-Cost Airline in North America award on the company. That is no small award. It's certainly recognition to your customer service focus, as well as the level of reliability and value that you're delivering to travelers. I'm sure it's boosted enthusiasm amongst the team. What does it mean to you personally?
Well, I think you hit on it. It's really about the customer experience and the passenger satisfaction. This award is voted on by passengers, and it really is encouraging to know that our customers do value us that highly. And you talked about what it can do for morale and culture. Mm-hmm. Having that feedback loop into headquarters and on our front lines is truly remarkable and a real hat tip towards the work that we're doing to ensure that we're providing the right service, be it reliable, be it friendly, that little bit of sunshine, just like on our aircraft tail, to passengers, and it's getting through.
Well, I always say,
it's really remarkable.
Listen,
clearly, congratulations.
I say to folks that we've been blessed to have won some awards with this program, and none of us do this for the awards, but it's always nice when folks, peers, industry, organizations recognize you, tells you you're doing something right, and certainly 2 years in a row to win that's great. I've got about a minute and a half with you right now. Something that Mary and I found interesting, that like some other airlines in their respective history, Allegiant recently ended its foray into the hospitality business with the sale of your Florida resort to Blackstone. Actually, their CEO, Joe Berger, was just on this program a few weeks ago. So, over the years, Allegiant has ventured beyond the airline sector of travel with the Florida resort I just mentioned. There's been arcades, I think golf course management software, some other things. Do you see the vision moving forward to be strictly on the airline operations, Drew, or could other opportunities lead the company in different directions again?
Yeah, as our new CEO, Greg Anderson, took over just more than a year ago, he has been very adamant that our focus is on the airline. It is the core of what we do. It's at the heart of so many employees here that our focus is airline. I do believe Sunseeker will be a success for someone in the future and need a little more time and need a little more money. Those weren't necessarily things that we were ready to do today. And we needed to bring that focus back to the airline. And again, coming back to the customer experience, the customer service, all the things that we do exceptionally well that may play well in the hospitality space, but bringing that focus back and generating everything that we can there is really where we need to be going.
Well, listen, we congratulate you on the new position. We congratulate on the award as well, as Mary just said. Very nice to have this conversation with you. We hope you stay in touch. You're certainly welcome anytime. Look forward to the next conversation, and we hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
Yeah, thank you as well. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, Drew, take care. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks, you as well.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, there goes Drew. Again, folks, Allegiant Air, they're making some great headways out there. And share some of your experiences if you've traveled with them. We'd like to hear that. Just do that, rmworldtravel.com/contact. All right. As we get ready to take a time out for this bottom of the hour break, RJ will be in the air chair for the latest open road in about 10 minutes. Going to see what he talks about. Today will be the 100th open road. The destination spotlight on America's 34th state is also ahead this hour. Hour two will feature the personal connection, Right Stuff, and Museum Gallery. But next, well, we're going to check in with show friend Rhonda Sloan of Travel Guard. Why? Well, you're going to hear how you could win the world's unluckiest traveler contest. Get yourself $10,000. Stay tuned, everybody.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.